This is a key that opens up the door to allow the faith of God to actually begin to operate in your life. Remember what I said in the beginning. I can say God has this for you, and you can believe it or not believe it, all of that unbelief. But the way you deal with your unbelief, the way you can handle it, because we're not victims of our, listen to me, we're not victims of our own belief system. We can change our belief system. I can say to my own soul, I am making a choice. Do you understand? This is the power of the free will. This is the power of choice. And because each one of us every day, all day long, make choices, we have the power of choice. I can choose to listen to something or not listen to it. I can turn the radio on, I can turn the radio off, I can turn that source on or that source off. And listen to me, you can do the same thing with the thoughts inside of your head. It's not easy to do, but you can do it because you make a choice that says to yourself, I am not going to think those thoughts anymore. I don't like those thoughts. I don't want those thoughts. Those thoughts intimidate me. Those thoughts move me along a path of sin or destruction or negativity. Lord, this is the choice. We have to choose to take off the old self and put on the new self, which is being renewed after the image of Him who created us, because He says, I know who you really are. You're in the wrong boat. You're in the wrong identity. You're in the wrong thinking. You're in the wrong understanding. You're in the wrong mindset. You're in the wrong mentality. And I'm going to change all of that if you let me do it. And therefore, you make a choice. You choose that says, Lord, I want myself to be renewed after your image, not my image, or the image of my parents, or the image of my spouse, or the image of my brothers and sisters, or the image of the world, or the image of the community, or the image of society, or all of those other images. Because if you begin to look at your life in terms of an image being impressed upon you by the world and the flesh and the devil and your family and your schoolmates and your siblings and everybody, you'll see all of these images that have said to you, you're this or you're not this. You're that or you're not that. You can be or you can never be. You're not this and you're not that. You can't be this. You can't. All of those false images, and they're false because there's only one true image. That's the image of God. Do you understand it? See, if you don't believe that there's only one true image, which is the image of God, if you choose not to believe that, by definition, you're automatically choosing to believe all the other images because you're believing something. You're all believing something. I'm believing things. You're believing things. It's a matter of what you choose to believe and what you choose to reject. So if you're full of unbelief, what you're really saying is, well, I'm choosing not to believe what God says. I'm choosing. Underline that word in your head. Because if you understand the power of your own choice, your life will be changed right where you sit. You will leave here changed because you will have a weapon that you can have a handle on that says, wait a minute, I'm not the victim of anybody. I have the power of choice. I can say to anybody, I'm not listening to what you tell me. You can say to your own thoughts, you know what? Those thoughts of insecurity, those thoughts of fear, those thoughts of unbelief, those thoughts of worry, those thoughts of anxiety, those thoughts of whatever. I am not letting you control me anymore. I'm choosing to turn away from you, and I'm choosing the Word of God. I'm choosing to study the Scriptures. I'm choosing to turn off that music and put on other music. I'm choosing to turn off that program and turn on another program. I'm choosing not to read that material. I'm choosing to read this other material. I'm choosing to go to that meeting. I'm choosing to go to that prayer meeting. I'm choosing to go to that church meeting. I'm choosing to hang out with those people. I'm choosing to make the phone call that says to that brother or sister, I need to be with you. Will you mentor me? Will you teach me? I want to learn what you have for me. I'm making a choice to do something I've never done before. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I can look back at my life and look at the times where my life was changed because of choices that I made.